TML country. It's time to dance.
Markins for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner with half a second to go and the Cats win.
Hi everybody, welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin, and it's great to have you with us for episode 25 of our 2025-2026 Catamount Insider season. And if you've been following along, you know that that means it is our final episode of the calendar year, of the academic year, I should say, of the athletic calendar year in the NCAA schedule. This week we're joined by Adrien Dubois, the UVM men's soccer head coach. So there's a lot to talk about with Adrien. We get into the spring schedule, him taking over the job this winter, what it's been like for his preparation, returning to Vermont. He was here as associate head coach for 5 years under Rob Dow. A lot to get into with Adrien, but first just to look back on what's been a great year around Catamount Athletics. First of all, some really good things are still happening between both men's and women's lacrosse teams and the outdoor track and field teams. Some really promising seasons are off to a great start for all of those folks in those programs. So I hope you continue to support them and show them great love and support throughout the finish of their spring seasons. But thank you to everybody who's joined Catamount Insider throughout the year, starting all the way back, I believe, with Ryan Zellifro of the men's soccer team back at the open of the season. And what a great year it was for the fall teams, fall schedules, cross country, men's and women's soccer, with both of them making good runs in the AmeriCAs tournaments, and the men's soccer team going back to the NCAAs. The field hockey team hosting the AmeriCAs championship game, and you look at what the winter teams accomplished, men's and women's ice hockey with both basketball programs, and of course another great year with skiing, and then indoor spring coverage throughout this year. I've been so fortunate to get to know so many great student athletes, coaches, administrators, the people behind the scenes doing the dirty work that you don't notice or realize. So many people go into what make this athletic department special, and I'm so fortunate to be in the position I am to get to know them, hear their stories, try to tell them as best I can, whether here on this platform or throughout the broadcasts that we do throughout the year. I'm just so grateful to those people who just share with me a bit of their lives, a bit of what makes their story special, and I hope you all have appreciated that as well. Those of you who have been listening in on this Catamount Insider podcast, or if you're just tuning into the broadcasts, I'm so fortunate to those of you and the audience who have been with us throughout this entire year. But more great things on the horizon for the finish of the spring season. I shouldn't wait any longer. Adrien Dubois, the new UVM men's soccer head coach, shares so much of his journey so far with us on this episode of Catamount Insider. He joins the show right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Catamount Insider. Thrilled to be joined by UVM men's soccer head coach, Adrien Dubois. Adrien, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Obviously, you've been head coach now for a couple of months, getting some spring action under your belt. How's it been going? What have the last couple of months been like?
Yeah, it's honestly been a ton of fun. I tell this to everybody, all the alumni that reach out or my family that ask or really good friends. I've had a blast. Like to just jump back in here in such a strong culture with a lot of the players that I brought in here 2.5 years ago. They're still here, still competing. It's just been fun, man. It's been fun to compete. It's been fun to implement my own ideas. It's been fun to reemerge myself within like the Vermont soccer traditions and culture. It's been a great experience.
Obviously, the last few years spent out west with San Diego State. Yeah. I'll just say and ask broadly, what brought you back to Vermont?
Yes. Great question. Honestly, I was born in Vermont, and I absolutely love this state. I love the culture. I love the grittiness of the seasons. I love the extreme winters. That's just kind of who I am as a person, as a competitor. And then on top of that, you know, I spent, what, 5.5 years here under head coach Rob Dow, and fell in love with the Vermont soccer culture and the traditions and yeah, just the incredible things that I saw this program, this university, and the state can teach these athletes that come through this program. It's been unbelievable and life-changing. So happy to be back here, happy to be, you know, part of that, leading that process. And then the last piece I think is really important to me is just like my connection to New England soccer, to Vermont soccer. Like I get a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm just developing the game here and spreading the joy of soccer. Like I love it. And this state gave me so much, you know, in my career, you know, as a youth player. And I want to make sure that this program is giving back to the state and give back to New England and making sure that the rest of the country knows that Vermont and University of Vermont plays some of the best soccer.
We're going to get into New England soccer with you here in a little bit, but I want to ask you about your time on the West Coast. You've had a couple of stints out there with UC San Diego as well. And then San Diego State most recently. This last stretch was San Diego State. What do you think you took away from that and maybe learned in your time out there?
Yeah, I think it was incredible experience. What an amazing place to live for a while. And my wife's from out there, so that was a major connection. I played professional out there, so I've got a lot of friends and connections out that way. But just to get a different, you know, recruiting aspect, to get a different style of play aspect from the West Coast has been really powerful. I think a lot of the different ideas that they have out in the West Coast, I now understand and can implement and have utilized already within our style of play, within our recruiting networks and all these type of things. So I think just more knowledge, just more knowledge. And then obviously we competed in the Pac-12, which was an incredibly competitive conference. Actually just came back this week, but learned a lot by competing against the best teams, you know, in one of the hardest leagues in the country.
Tell me about kind of how you still followed UVM at all, because like you mentioned, a lot of players you recruited were at UVM, and of course also having some success as well. What was that like, and how much were you kind of just following the program still, even when you were with San Diego State?
Oh, it was a bittersweet follow. Like, you know, on their national championship run, I think I brought in 5 or 6 of the starters in that game, and one, so happy for the program, so happy for those players, so happy for the staff because they did such an incredible job, you know, but also like it was hard to watch, you know. I felt like I played a major role and had some, you know, really good moments to help the culture and help those players grow and all these things that go into a run like that. But you know, difficult to watch on one hand, but so proud and so grateful and so happy for the program, watching from afar.
And then once you do end up landing back here with the University of Vermont, I'm curious about your first kind of just priorities. When you got the head coaching job, obviously traveling cross country, I know your family's still out west and you're kind of coming over back to the East Coast. Just what was the first week or so like, and what were you prioritizing then once you did land the head coaching job?
Yeah, good question. I think the number one priority was to stabilize, right? Obviously, you know, when a head coach leaves, there's a lot of change, there's a lot of worries, and it was just contacting the leaders and all the players, incoming guys that were committed, and just to introduce myself, let them know that, you know, who I am and what my values are and what my vision of the program is going to be. So stabilize was absolutely the first thing. Two, then was like, then we got to bring in really, really good players that are going to add to the spring roster, because of we want to always be competitive and we want to use this springtime to develop our identity, to develop the players individually, which is really important. So new guys to push the level, new guys that are going to add something to the fall. Then obviously an amazing staff. You have to have really good people around you that are really good at what they do. And, you know, I think we accomplished all those goals. Really excited about the staff we have in right now, and I'm sure you'll get into that later. I can save that for you. Or you.
Let's go there next. Okay. Tell me about what that was like assembling your staff as a head coach of this program, and just kind of how you went about kind of putting these pieces in place.
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you're hiring a staff, it's always about, you know, what does the program need, and also what fits really well with my strengths and weaknesses. One, obviously, we had Rory Toomey here, who I brought in here when I had this job with associate head coach here. So he was an absolute piece to maintain and keep here. He does so much for this program. He cares so much about Vermont soccer. He was an absolute, you know, necessity to keep around, and he's been incredible, you know, staple, incredible stability within the time here, within the change. So happy he's on board. And then the other two pieces, I was looking for associate head coach that just brought a lot of recruiting experience, coaching experience, winning experience. And someone that like just would fit into Vermont soccer values, and University of Vermont men's soccer values, and I think we got an incredible hire with Travis Brent. He's been here for over a month now, and just great human being, incredible soccer mind, and has great recruiting ideas as well. So he's been legit. And then the last one is, you know, looking for a goalie coach, and honestly, the director of ops, Eric Bissell, if you know that name,
sure,
who's still on staff, who we rehired, and we're happy to have him. I think he's back there right now. He does incredible things. The guys love him, and he works his butt off, and you know, Vermont soccer means so much to him. So he's on staff, and he's been a good addition. But Eric Bissell brought up an idea of bringing in Edgar Vargas, who's our current goalkeeper coach, and he's a staff member I didn't even think of at first, but Vargas was a captain here, played all 4 years here, knows the program inside and out, knows the values inside, knows how to win inside and out, and loves you know, this university. So he was our final addition, and couldn't have been a better one and more perfect one. So we're really happy about everybody we've hired.
That then brings us to player personnel. First, just what was evaluating kind of the players you were kind of bringing back and looking at the roster that was still around and on campus like, and then how did you assess kind of players that you wanted to bring in? And I'm just so curious about that process and what it looked like for you arriving back here.
Yeah, interesting, because, right, I haven't seen these guys for 2 years. So part of the process was just analyzing myself, getting acquainted to some of the new pieces like Nicholas Hersig and David Ishmael and Omar Rabana and, you know, Gabe Chavez and these guys that are here are making an impact. Like I needed to get to know them better as players and people, and you know, seeing if, you know, what they bring, so then we can make better informed decisions on how to recruit. But overall recruiting right now is like our roster's in such a strong spot. I think, you know, we got guys like Nash Barlow's coming back, hungry to win a spot. We got Gabe Chavez, who I mentioned. Omar Rabana's been incredible in training. You know, our core of the roster and the culture carrier guys that we have coming back in here are incredible, man. So hungry, yeah. Want to see this program continue to win championships, are pushing the level every single day. And then I think our charge right now is we're looking for impact guys that are coming here with the right character, with the right mentality, that know how to win and are going to make a big impact on making sure we continue to chase championships.
For the players that maybe weren't familiar with you, what was that initial introduction like, and what did you tell them about you and your experiences?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it was good. Like, I think every single one of the initial calls I had with the guys was positive. They were excited about my energy. They're excited about the ideas that I had to bring to the program, some of the changes I wanted to implement. So I think overall it's been good, but like any change, right, it just takes time. It takes time to for them to understand who I am, what my values are, and what my vision is. It just takes time, but so far so good. Like, the guys are incredible people and fun to work with, and the practices have been so intense and so high level and just really, really fun. But we've got work to do. We still got work to do.
Quick break with Adrian Dubois. He's back on Catamount Insider next.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
A bit into your background. Now, you mentioned born in Vermont, grew up playing youth soccer here, but then you play for New Hampshire and the UNH Wildcat and spend time coaching throughout New England. You've already mentioned kind of what New England soccer means to you, but just being able to be back here and representing this area of the country. Can you just tell me a bit more just about what that means, looking back on those experiences and now being at the helm of one of the top programs here in New England?
Yeah, I think I'm so grateful for my opportunities in New England soccer. Like, I just, you know, I look back at any college athlete's experience for their 4 years is life-changing. Like, the life skills I learned, the confidence, that just knowing that I can overcome anything now is like so rewarding from that time, from growing up playing in New Hampshire to playing at University New Hampshire, and then now here. Like, I'm really you know, honored to be here, and excited to be leading this program, because I know what this process can do for a young man, because it did it for me. So I'm excited to help lead that process.
You know, the UNH-UVM Twin State rivalry here, kind of inside and out then, both as a player, and then you were a part of some of the fiercest editions of that when you were here as an assistant. Yeah. What can you tell the fans about just that rivalry and how important that is to kind of the feel of both programs?
Right? Oh, it's everything. I remember when I first got the associate head job, UNH was at their peak under Coach Hubbard, and we were always just slightly one step behind. And then that final year, I think 2022, we won that America East Championship and took them down, and hurt their placements in the NCAA tournament, which we were really excited about, which is important, right? Like, you always want to have a really good placement going to the NCAA tournament, a higher seed. But the rivalry is everything. Like, you know, that game always is fueled with energy, with intensity, with just fuel. So it's, you know, I'm excited to keep that going. Their current head coach was a teammate of mine, Richie Weinerby. He's a great human being, but you know, we got to beat him, and we will.
Can't wait to see that. We beat him
last weekend.
I was gonna say, a little spring edition already.
Yes, 2-0 win. It was a really good game by the Catamounts.
All right, we're going to get into more of the spring schedule in a moment. Can you compare West Coast to East Coast soccer for me, or for the people who maybe aren't as familiar with differences in style there? How do those two things differ?
Yeah, I think the main difference is, I think the East Coast, we have really good competitors. We've got really good athletes, and all of our players are just driven. They're very, very driven, and they also really, really value the educational piece, which is refreshing. I like that a lot. West Coast, there's a lot more pro opportunities, so they're a little bit more like ahead tactically. They're playing outdoors more often because of less extreme weather, so they've got, you know, slightly ahead technically, but man, the desire and the heart and the competitive level of East Coast soccer, like, players is through the roof. And, you know, I'm excited to be back immersed in that type of desire culture.
You mentioned the cold weather soccer, whether it's the end of the fall season or what you guys are dealing with right now in kind of the spring season. There is also the possibility of the NCAA going to a year-round college soccer schedule. What do you kind of make of all of that, and what is it like playing soccer, practicing for your spring schedule right now, trying to get outside? How have you had to deal with that just coaching here?
Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult, right? It's always difficult trying to, you know, we want to get outside and cover as much ground and play out on a virtual field as much as possible for developmental aspects and fitness reasons and all these things. So it's you know, it's a challenge, man. But I think the incredible thing that I always loved about New England is that, like, our weather is also part of our strength. Like, it teaches you such grit. It teaches you such great lessons about, hey, we got to wake up a little bit earlier to turn on our car and defrost it and make sure the windshield is ready, where, you know, some other people in other parts of the country can just roll out of bed and jump right in their car. But we have to be a little bit more prepared. We've got to put a little bit more time and effort into things, and we have to be a little bit tougher because we want to get outside and do it for the right reasons, you know, even when it's negative 10 degrees and UCLA rolls up on Virtue Field, and, you know, we still know we can show up and make it a very, very difficult night.
This spring, you've played in a couple of spring exhibitions, but also participating in the Northeast Spring Cup. against mm-hmm. other teams throughout New England. Yep. How have you tried to approach those games? Still very new in your tenure, yep. but yep. Just tell me about the approach to these matchups.
Yeah, good question. It's just as professional as possible. We're taking every single game as professional as possible. We obviously want to work on our current new staff's just routines and the way we're going to approach the games in the fall when it really, really matters. So we're having great pregame meals. We're making sure we're getting the team together to do identity scouts, the way to win scouts. We're always doing post-match video breakdown. We're just taking it as serious as possible because we want to win, right? And that's what this program has always done well is winning. And so the best way is treat it like, you know, professionally every day.
The other thing that's going on this spring around here is the U.S. Open Cup for Vermont yes. Green FC. We're recording this on Wednesday ahead of their second round matchup. You've got a couple of your players playing for Vermont Green FC and being big parts of that team this spring. Just kind of what have you made of that and your experience getting back here and seeing what Vermont Green has become and this U.S. Open Cup run specifically after David Ismail scored the game winner in their opening round win?
Yeah. A couple thoughts. One, I mean, Vermont Green for this community is incredible. It's just like our program's incredible, right? Like it just spreads so much joy and spreads so much soccer love. Like it's an important part of, you know, what we have to do is give back. So happy that they're here. They're in a community. We're sharing Virtue Field with them. I think they're doing incredible things. I'm really excited about the game tonight. I'll be at that match watching, supporting, and hoping they continue to go on a great run. And then the other piece is, yeah, just, you know, we've got currently five guys on their roster, which is really, really incredible, right, that our guys, one, get that experience, but two, you know, they get to compete against some of the best professionals in the country. So great development for them, great for our guys, great for us to give back that way. But the tricky piece is obviously, you know, they're trying to train and prepare for the game. We have to give them five guys that they're going to compete in their training sessions. And so trying to make sure our guys physically aren't getting overloaded, that's really important. Make sure our guys get to support the Vermont Green because we want to help and continue Vermont Green to win and do well in the Open Cup. But also managing our roster, our professionals, and make sure we're taking care of business Spring Cup. So that's been the only tricky piece, but so far so good, and we're getting it done.
I mean, the passion and vigor from the fans around Vermont soccer between Vermont Green and UVM yep. has just gone through the roof over the last 5-6 years, really. Yep. What do you make of that? And just tell me about the relationship you have with those fans and yeah. what it's been like to see that kind of explosion in Vermont soccer.
Well, first, I'm just so glad that this has always been a soccer town. That's why I took the associate head coach job 5 years ago. Because I love the game so much. Again, it's done so much for me and my family that like it's just part of who I am. I want to give back to the game. But I took this job here 5 years ago because Centennial used to be filled all the time, right? The team when they won the 1989 team when they won on the Final Four run. We have all these pictures of Centennial being packed. Yeah. And so like that soccer love in this community has always been there. And I'm just really excited that we have in the Vermont Green have reinvigorated it and brought it back because it's so important. And we just got to continue to spread that love and keep people motivated and entertained. That's really important to our current team and what we're trying to do this fall.
Well, Adrian, this was so great to get to sit down with you. Thank you for taking the time. Yep. Good luck the rest of the spring, and I can't wait for the fall season.
Same, my friend. Thanks for your time.
Well, thanks again to Adrian for joining Catamount Insider. Somebody who, if you actually remember, he was on with us back in 2022 when we were just an audio-only podcast. You can still go and find that interview I did with Adrian on the Spotify and Apple Music archives or wherever you get your podcasts. Go check out that one maybe if you're interested of more Adrian Dubois, but fun to get his insight and his perspective now as the head coach of this program. I think he's got a really great nucleus to work with, and they've got a great spring season going so far. Of course, you'll get to see many of the Catamounts with Vermont Green throughout the summer months, and then it'll be fall season sometime soon before we even know it for both the soccer programs, field hockey, and everybody else who get their season started in the fall. Catamount Insider will be back before you know it as well. So I look forward to that time next year, hoping to continue to expand our video version of the show over on YouTube. So stay tuned for exciting things around Catamount Insider, everybody. Hope to see you all around town, around the athletic department, around Burlington, just around Catamount country, or even maybe on the road. If you're a Catamount fan and you see me somewhere, don't hesitate to say hi and introduce yourself. It's always so great to meet Catamount fans who support this athletic department. I'm Brian McLaughlin saying so long for Catamount Insider. Talk to you next time, everybody.